message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
In the name of Jesus, can you please congratulate your friends to your right and to your left? Say, I congratulate you. I congratulate you for making it this far. I congratulate you. Hallelujah. You may please have your seat in the presence of God. Praise the Lord. I want to bless God for this great opportunity to be here tonight to speak His word. And I want to appreciate my Father in the Lord for answering the call and drawing us. Please join me to appreciate Him. He's a man of God, a man of God to the call, a selfless man. Hallelujah. People like you is very rare. Father, sir, we appreciate you. We pray that God will continue to strengthen you in Jesus' name. Also, our mama is not on seat, but I'm sure he's here in the spirit. Can you please appreciate him? Let's show our love for her. Let's appreciate her. Sorry, let's appreciate her. She's a woman of faith. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is a month of wisdom, and we've been talking about wisdom. We're also going to continue on the wisdom, and today the topic is unveiling the benefits of divine wisdom. Unveiling the benefits of divine wisdom. Unveiling the benefits of divine wisdom. Yesterday, our pastor told us the kind of wisdom that we have, about four wisdom, and he made us understand that the wisdom we are talking about is the wisdom from above, or the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. And yesterday, by the inspiration of God, our pastor help us to look at various definitions of wisdom. And today, we are going to look at the benefit of wisdom. If you are not here yesterday, I encourage you to please get a tape and so that you can flow along. Wisdom is very, very important in life. And we are going to look at what you will stand to gain if you possess this wisdom, if you are able to assess this wisdom. If you are able to assess this wisdom, what you will gain, what you will benefit, what this wisdom will bring into your life. That is what we're going to zero in today. We are not going to talk about, if you look at, yesterday Pastor was talking about different wisdom. Talk of, the common wisdom that our children today, you know, we have. They know that when I'm hungry, the better way for me to get the attention of my mother is to cry. Nobody tell them. Nobody told them that this is what you must do if you want food. But you see, that wisdom comes unto them. And with that little wisdom, they are able to achieve at least some level of success. Scientific wisdom also helps us to bring about different inventions. The microphone I'm using is as a result of that wisdom. The chair you are sitting on is as a result of that wisdom. We are benefiting from that wisdom, but little did we benefit from the wisdom that is from above, which is above all. And you see, the importance of this wisdom, as important as that wisdom is, Bible did not tell us or did not advise us to get that wisdom. It didn't advise us to get that wisdom. He commanded us to get that wisdom. Because that wisdom is very, very important and essential for our success in life. If only we want success at the long run. I pray that the wisdom of God shall be your portion tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 7. It says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. That wisdom is the principal thing. Say, therefore, get wisdom. Verse 5 is that get wisdom, get understanding. Now, if I say, get me microphone, I'm not advising you, I'm commanding you. If I say, John the Baptist, get me microphone, it is a command. Hallelujah. I need you to see the difference between commandment and instructions, and advice. If Bible want to advise us here, we might say it's better you get wisdom. No, he said, get it. Do you want success? Do you want to attain the higher? He said, get it, get it, get it, get it, get it, get it. And in verse 7, he said, wisdom is the principality, therefore get it. He said, in all thy gettings, in all thy gettings, anything. You see, it is so foolish when you look at some things that people go after today. It's because that people go after peripheral, not the principal things. But the principal things here is wisdom, and that principal things shall be yours in the name of Jesus. Number one benefit of wisdom is wisdom prolong life. Wisdom prolong life. Many people want a prolonged life. No, it seems to me as if nobody wants to die. Nobody wants to die. You know, one day somebody was about to be buried, and then they dig all the burial ground and everything, and they wanted to bury him. And then some people were crying, I will go. Let me, so someone said, how will you go with him? Let me, so they were trying to drag the lady, but she was saying, I will go. Somebody just said, leave her. Said, leave her. They are dragging you. Leave her. Oh, yeah, go. Now she push her. Push her into the grave. Oh, yeah. Pack the dust. As if I'm packing the dust. By herself, she's out there. Yeah, Egbamio. And this is someone that says he wants to die. Praise the Lord. Nobody wants to die. And that is why all of us we run away from death. We don't want to. If we want to die, hospital will not be filled with many patients. But you see, hospital is full because we don't want our loved one to die. Whereas, the simplest way for long life is written in the Bible. One of it is wisdom. Wisdom prolongs your life. And that is what the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3, in verse 13. If you read from verse 13 to verse 16, look what the Bible says. The Bible says that happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than ruby, and all the things. Say, all the things that thou can desire are not to be compared unto her. Can you see it? Now look at what verse 16 says. Say, length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand are riches and honor. So wisdom stands as a human being. In his right hand is long life. Left hand is glory and honor. So if you embrace wisdom, you embrace all of this. You embrace all of this. It is wisdom that tells you not to live or to inculcate into your life a destructive habit. It is wisdom. Forget you want to read righteous or no, just wisdom. I don't need to smoke, because it is written there that smoker is liable to die young. It is written. And with 10 naira, I don't know how much they sell it now. The 10 naira, gradually somebody is killing him or herself with 10 naira, gradually. 10 naira, gradually. Just small thing can destroy the liver. And if the liver is gone, what remains? It's wisdom that tell a lady that your body is not cheap. It's just wisdom. All of that, which are good, very, very good. Just to please God beside your body, but it's just wisdom. Like you sleep with this person today, tomorrow, sleep with this person, and you exchange your body with money. Tomorrow you will finish the money. Then you start looking for another person to sell your body. From there, many things is being transferred. You get STD. And you now discover that at the long run, all the money you sell your body to get, you're now spending on yourself. It's just simple wisdom. It is wisdom that tells you that you are not supposed to spend every money that comes to your hand. It's just wisdom. Simple wisdom. Because the day is coming, just like it is written, you know what happens to Joseph, 7 years of surplus and 7 years of famine. The sure thing is that years of famine is coming. No prophet can erase that. And that's the problem of Nigeria, because we just find ourselves in recession and we don't know what to do anymore, because we cannot foresee that 7 years of famine is coming. It seems as if we don't have somebody like Joseph in the house that can foresee something like this. This oil, one day, this will finish. The situation we find ourselves, some other nations find themselves in that, and they look at it, if you continue to sell oil, one day this oil will be finished. We need to have something that will fall back on. And they began to do it. And from there, they are getting their money. It is wisdom that will, simple wisdom that will tell a student, I'm in this school because I want to acquire a certificate. And to acquire the kind of certificate I need, I need to sit down and read. So it is that wisdom that will tell you, for me to, to get the grade that I need, I don't have to go to party, because I'm not sent to school to party. Simple wisdom. So when you are reading and a one guy who is going nowhere comes to you to toast you while you are reading, whether in the library or in your classroom, you tell him, sorry, this is not the time for toasting, this is time for reading. Just simple wisdom. Simple wisdom. It is just wisdom will help you to set your priority. I need to be in church at this social hour, and this is the time for me to play. It is wisdom that common sense that will tell you, if I want to eat, I don't need to eat ever. I it's that simple, you know. I fall a victim of that some times ago, and I told myself that will not happen to me. I don't need a prophet to tell me that if you want to sleep, you don't need to read Eba. That is so big, or semo, or fufu, that is so big, that you now wake up in the morning, all your body like this, so you have tests now, you cannot go for tests. It's all simple wisdom. So if you want to live, please don't use foolishness to destroy your life. Your life is so important to you, to human being, and to God. So you can't avoid to waste it, and you can't avoid to die now. Tell your friends sitting next to you, say, you can't die now. Tell him, say, you can't die now. You know, Proverbs 13:14 says that mention snare of death. Say that snare of death. So that, or traps of death. There are some little traps that lead to death. Those traps lead to premature death. And see, premature death is what terminates destinies. I don't know whether you know that every one of us have different destinies that we brought to this life. All of us. So if one is aborted, what will happen? And that is why, probably that is why we have lapses in everywhere. That we have lapses now. So if you don't want, or if you want your life to prolong, we have to assess the wisdom of God. And the wisdom of God is documented in the Bible. The word of God is the wisdom of God. Jesus Christ says so. Jesus made us understand that God's word is God's wisdom. The wisdom of God, Pastor told us yesterday, that is profitable. The Bible says all scripture, 2 Corinthians 3, verse 8, all scripture is profitable. It's profitable. It's all of them. It's profitable. So, and Paul was talking to Timothy. He said from youth, from when you were very, very young, he said, you know the scripture which is able to make you wise. So, it is the word that imparts wisdom. Doing the word impart wisdom into your life. So what were you going to do if you want your life? You're going to sit down. And when you sit down, you now see the Bible says that if you want your life to be prolonged, if you want to fulfill your day, there are many things to do. Number one, it told you to honor your parents. It told you to honor your parents if you want your day to be long on health. And also you will find that the Bible says if you want to live long here on earth, the Bible says that you should depart from evil, out of netting your mouth, speak things that are not worthy of hearing as a Christian. So those simple things are wisdom. They look simple, but they are the wisdom of God. And you know that wisdom of God is superior to any other wisdom. I see you walking in wisdom in the name of Jesus. Number two, wisdom procure favor. Wisdom is the one that magnetizes favor. When you are wise, you do not lack favor. Wisdom make you attract favor easily. In Luke chapter 2, verse 52, the Bible made us understand that Jesus grew in wisdom. And as a result of that, the Bible says he found a favor of God and a favor of men. Wisdom made him find favor of God and favor of men. This is because wisdom allows you to assess favor through your godly and goodly behavior. Wisdom, when you receive wisdom, you begin to live a godly life and a goodly life. And if you begin to live a goodly life, automatically you draw to yourself wisdom, because people will begin to favor you. People will begin to favor you. You begin to achieve things in a greater measure. The increase of favor is what bring about, the increase of wisdom is what bring about favor. It's what bring about favor. When you, if you want favor, you need to subscribe to the wisdom of God. And we saw that displayed in the life of Daniel. Bible made us to understand that Daniel ruled for 70 years, and it as a result of wisdom. And he served four different kings. They cannot eject him out, from the house, because of the wisdom that this man possessed. And he secured favor from every political party that came to power. He get their favor. Every kings that are sent to the throne, he gained his favor, because that name cannot be do away with, because of the level of favor via wisdom that this man possessed. I see you operating in that order in the name of Jesus. Number three, wisdom attracts God's presence. Wisdom attracts God's presence. To carry the presence of God everywhere require God's wisdom. In 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 14, the Bible made us to understand that a man called David one day found himself in a palace. And when he found himself in a palace, he did something. The Bible tells us that he behaved himself wisely in all his way. And the Bible said that God was with him. He didn't behave rudely. He didn't behave arrogantly. He didn't behave, locally. That tells me that God does not work with mediocrity. This man found himself in an environment where he never found himself before, and wisdom speaks to him. Behave yourself. Behave yourself. Behave yourself. And every time, this boy behaved himself. Every time. And that is why you cannot talk rudely anywhere. Because you don't know the favor that God has packaged for you. You don't know what God has in stock for you. And because this boy behaved himself, God, because there was an agenda of God upon his life, God decided to stay with him, to live with him, to tabernacle with him. And it was easy for him to carry the presence of God. If you are an unruly person, it is very difficult for you to carry the presence of God. Why? How do I know? Because the Spirit of God is the spirit of orderliness. And that is why the Bible said that there must be order. Because God respects order. God respects order. God accept and approved honor. Anybody that can do that made himself a carrier of God's presence. I see you carrying God's presence everywhere you go in the name of the Lord Jesus. The wisdom of man made God attractive to him. Wisdom provoke God's presence, and God's presence destroy the prayer of life. Number four, wisdom bats promotion. Wisdom bats promotion. Joseph was in a prison for many years. But you see, prison, I'm very sure he will pray to God, read his Bible. Probably he will have access to it. But you see, he never shunned wisdom, because he knew that what can take him away from here is wisdom and the wisdom of God. So when there was a problem, this boy provides solution to national issue. And he was invited. And when he told them the solution to the national problem, the king has no He has no excuse. He has no other means. There is nothing else he can do but to allow him to come and execute his wisdom that is proposing for the solutions to the national problem. And we see that in Genesis chapter 41 from verse 39 to 40. It is very, very easy to access promotion if you have access to the wisdom of God. And from today, I see you walking in that favor in the name of Jesus. I see you walking in that with that wisdom in the name of Jesus. You will not be stagnant again in the name of the Lord Jesus. Number five, wisdom but great rest and peace. Wisdom but great rest and peace. And that is one of the reasons why God told us to get wisdom at all cost. There was a time in the Bible he told us, he said, buy wisdom. And he said, in our he said, sell it not. He said, buy wisdom. But when you buy it, say, don't sell it. He said, buy wisdom. So, but when you buy wisdom, don't sell it. Why? It's because when you have wisdom, you will enjoy peace and rest of mind. What you sell, you don't have it again. To get it again, you need to buy it again. And if you buy it again, something may happen. It can either be less quality, or something may happen. So if the Bible tells us, buy wisdom, but don't sell it. You know, one day I was just walking and somebody was, actually they were playing, and the man said by this time next year, I will be in the village. So, and they were saying, why? He said, because of a nation now. I cannot stay here. I cannot stay in the city because of a nation. Why? Because our nation has been associated with violence. And it's as if everybody, look at the last election, it's as if the heart of everybody was like this. Prayer everywhere. Because we don't want a nation to lead to another thing. And do you know that it ought not to be? If only we can walk in wisdom, there will be no need for panicking. There will be no need for our heart to be up. Most of the prayer we pray, there will be no need for that. If only we can subscribe to wisdom. If only we can... the last election, which is year 2015, as reported by INEC on the Vanguard News on 1st of February 2017, the cost for that election was $1 trillion. $1 trillion for election. If we assess wisdom, if we can work in wisdom, do you know that we can minimize cost? How is that possible? Okay. The numbers of registered phone in Nigeria at today is 150 million. And Nigeria have a population of 170 or 180 million, depending on where. It's even a shame that we don't have an accurate figure for our population. It's a shame. Praise the Lord. So either 170 million or 180 million. Okay, so I even settle for 170. Okay, now, if we have 170 million population in Nigeria, and we have 150 million registered phone, do you know that we can conduct election from our phone? And that will be very, very easy for us. Can conduct election. Somebody want to ask, how is that possible? It's possible. Only what we need is to assign a code for every one of us. And every one of us, at the comfort of our house, we will participate in the election. And we will have wider participation. The last election, about 63 million people were accredited for election. So that even tells us that the people that do not vote is even more than people that voted. And if we can do that on our phone, at least we transfer money on our phone, we buy airtime on our phone, we shop with our phone, and then we pay a bill on our phone. We can do a lesson on that. With that, BBN Nigeria, that just finished, they conducted an election. They give their viewer an opportunity to vote for their candidate. And about 130 accumulated votes were counted. For the grand finale, 30 million votes were counted. So that is a proof. That is a proof that we can conduct election with our phone. Even if we can just subscribe with wisdom. Somebody we want to say, but they will read it. Even the normal one we do, didn't they read it? They do. And do you know that they can even, this one is more reliable. How is that possible? They will just assign an energy code with your BVN number. Sorry, simple. Or with your national identification number, or with your PVC serial number. With that, we can do that. And on your phone, we do the election. Or in all our polling center, we can have an electronic billboard. And with the aid of Iris Technologies, we'll go there. And Iris Technology, or the iPhone we have now, use Iris Technology that you can unlock your phone with your eyes. With the blink of an eye, your phone is locked and unlocked. And we have an electronic billboard. You go there, and you go there, your face is shown. You blink like this, and you vote. Without stress. Somebody wants to say, oh, it's computer. What if the computer fails? If you fly on an airplane or a plane, you actually committed your life on computer. That's the truth. The pilot that is piloting you is not driving like the one in car. And that is why the pilot can leave the system and come and play with you on the Kubi. So we release our life on the computer while we fly. So why can't we release our election, our vote on that computer? 3 weeks ago, a driverless car entered Lagos, and it was driving it. People were there, and the car was driving. Nobody is driving. That's to tell us that we can achieve good things, even though we can resort. You can embrace this wisdom. And this thing is not cost. I pray that God will open the eyes of our leaders so that we can walk in divine wisdom in the name of Jesus. We have a problem with our power, and it ought not to be. It ought not to be. Dubai, I read it that they were doing something, and they call it consecrated solar power. And this consecrated solar power will generate 1,000 megawatts. And with this, they will run 24 hours the power. And I try to look at it. The power that comes to Ilori is 50 megawatts. With this 50 megawatt is not enough. Our government, in one of his reports, in one of his address, said that Kwara needs 270 megawatts if you want to run on 24 hours power without stopping. And somebody there in Dubai, they are constructing a consecrated solar power, 1,000 that will run. Our vice president told us that Nigeria wants to move from 7,000 to 10,000 megawatts and will help us to have power. If that happens, why can't we locate, if we want that, why can't we locate the people who are doing 1,000 megawatts and then we do it in all the geopolitical points we have in Nigeria, 1,000, and we have light with ease. We all have light with his, without. And do you know what? The money budgeted for that project in Dubai is not up to the amount Slake swallow. If we embrace wisdom, we will enjoy rest and peace of mind. And this will be your portion in Jesus' name. Number six, wisdom bring wealth. Wisdom bring wealth. Wisdom bring wealth. We saw it in 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 23. 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 23. The Bible tells us the wisdom that operates. 1 Kings chapter, wealth is what people look for, and that is why people engage themselves in some dubious way. But if we have wisdom, we can easily get money, because the Bible says God is the one that gives us power to make wealth, and that power is power that comes via wisdom. It is wisdom that tells you to avoid waste. Because the Bible says, if you are a waster, the person is going to become a beggar at the long run. So the more we waste resources, the more we find ourselves in lack. But if we embrace wisdom, we will enjoy wealth. As from today, you're going to be a person that have wealth in abundance in the name of Jesus. This is our month of wisdom. I pray that God Almighty will impart you with wisdom to make wealth as promised in the name of the Lord Jesus. Do you know that God is God that gave Jacob the idea to make wealth? The idea, and in a few days, the man make wealth. His wealth was so much simple because of simple wisdom that God gave him. That same wisdom the Lord will give to you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Number 7, wisdom bring glory. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 35. The Bible says that the wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fool. The fool will actually be promoted, but his promotion is a shame. But for a wise man, the Bible says his promotion is glory. His possession is glory. The wisdom shall inherit glory. When you are wise, you easily access God's glory. The glory of God begins to manifest in your life. The glory of God begins to soak in your life. And the people will begin to see the glory. And for today, and from today, I pray that God's glory will manifest in your life in the name of Jesus. Number 8, wisdom but direction. Wisdom but direction. If you need direction in life, you need wisdom. The only access route to direction is wisdom. Wisdom will tell you what to do. Wisdom will tell you what not to do. With wisdom, you can make right choices. With wisdom, you can make right investment. With wisdom, you can locate who to marry. With wisdom, you can know how to relate with your wife and with your husband. With wisdom, you know, I was a pastor one day, and the pastor said something, just simple wisdom. You know what he said? He said, you shouldn't be nice to other people outside and be tough with your wife inside. That singular wisdom, if people work with it, I think it will make peace of mind to residents in every family. There is no need of honoring your boss and dishonor your husband at home. Because, you see, anybody that do that actually lack wisdom. Because set your priority, you discover that one is more than the other. His wisdom to locate who to marry. This person is a fake. It's just wisdom. Sometimes you don't even need a seer to tell you. Sometimes you don't even need prayers. Just simple things. You know, Pastor, you tell us the story of the sister who just observed that guy. Ah, what kind of guy is this? This actor God. And one day he said, sir, I don't think I can marry this guy. And I said, why? He said, because of this, he's very, very stingy. Just simple wisdom. He hasn't married you yet, but he's giving you blow everywhere. Even on phone, when you call, it's as if you are fighting for the past 10 years. Ah, why don't you pick my call when you call? Somebody said, Bereniabi. Somebody said, he's on phone. This, and you still want to put your head there. God deliver you in Jesus' name. Wisdom is what brings direction. None of our members in this commission will marry wrong in the name of Jesus. Number 9, wisdom facilitates destiny construction. Wisdom constructs your destiny easily. It molds your life in the way you need to go. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 3. The Bible says, true wisdom is an house builded, and by understanding it is established. What the Bible is saying is that you build your life, your house, your business by wisdom. You build it by wisdom. So wisdom makes the building of your life, your finances, your ministry, your career, your academic easily if you can access wisdom. I see that wisdom coming to you in the name of Jesus. And lastly, number 10, wisdom brings honor and authority. Honor and authority. We see that in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 15. In conclusion, if there is anything you pursue in life, if there is anything you want to pursue, ladies and gentlemen, please let it be wisdom. And let it be the wisdom of God, because this wisdom of God is what brings about change in every areas of your life and what brings your destiny to a lame line without struggle. And I see that wisdom coming to you in the name of Jesus. You will not walk in foolishness in the name of the Lord Jesus. You will not walk in the way of scornful in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Every company you have, every association and every link you have with the fool that is making you to walk foolishly, those link is cut off now in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Those association is separated in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that God will remove your name from the list of fools in the name of the Lord Jesus. Can you please rise to your feet this evening?
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.